It's Morning Edition on KUT. I'm Mose Bouchel for State Impact Texas. This week, we've heard from communities along the Colorado River who survive on its water. But what about the Colorado itself? Does a river have a right to flow? People in Texas bays and coastal areas that depend on freshwater inflows might answer in the affirmative. As last year's drought pushed through the summer, the Colorado brought less and less fresh water into the Gulf of Mexico. In Matagorda Bay, where the river empties into the sea, the water quality suffered. Oyster harvesting was shut down, and fishermen reported fewer crabs and fish. With more and more interests competing for Colorado water, some worry that freshwater scarcity could become the new normal. In the last stop on our trip down the Colorado River, we visit Captain Jerry West, a fishing guide in Matagorda Bay.
Westbound small vessel to the ICW locks here, east chamber over.
Yeah, go ahead.
Would it be all right to go westbound through your chambers on the east side over?
Oh, yeah, Captain. And you can speed it up a little bit.
All right, I got a copy on that behind this eastbounder. Come on through and speed up a little bit over.
Yes, sir.
My name is Captain Jerry West. I was born and raised in Bay City. I grew up here all my life fishing. All right, I'm fixing to give it some gas. See, you can feel the flow of the current through these locks right here. Feel it? That's the Gulf of Mexico right there. So there's just a little strip of land between us and the Gulf of Mexico. The Colorado's in between us. You see all these houses right there? They're on the Colorado River. What happens in Austin, what happens on our lakes, Inks Lakes, you know, Marble Falls, all the way down the system, it affects us on the bottom end down here. We're at the back end of it, you know. If we don't get that water down here, like last year, we didn't get it, you know, we didn't get the rains. Our bay system suffered. East Bay is really taking a toll. Because the crabs died off, our oyster population died off because of fresh water. That's a fish, that's something moving right there. See it right here? Well, what they want to do is put in a coal-fired generating plant, electrical plant. You know, I mean, there's a lot of opposition to it, but the economy is so weak that we really need some kind of business to come into our county. But, you know, we don't need the pollutions that'll come with it. Population growth is going to happen. I mean, we cannot stop that. Everything along that river right there, you know, there's pollution that comes out of every person, you know, every system that goes into, well, it's got to go somewhere. So it's so important that we don't pass it on into our bay systems. It's so important. It's a big balance, and hopefully somebody has really got a handle on this. All right. Land ahoy.